We're casting our eyes back a couple of decades now. Well, heck, what is it, two, 3 decades now. Northern Ireland in 1994. Very tense and violent time for that country. A new documentary directed by Alex Gibney and produced by Trevor Burney investigates a massacre that took place in a Lochan Island pub and why it took more than 2 decades for the families of the victims to get answers. The name of the film is No Stone Unturned. It's showing at the Irish Film Festival over this weekend. The producer of the film, Trevor Burney, is in Sydney to promote the film, and he joins us on the line now. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Breakfast Program. First off, so we can sort of wrap our heads around this film a little bit, as we said, it sort of centres on this incident that occurred on the 18th of June back in 1994. Could you take us through just what happened at the Heights Bar in Lochan Island that night?
Well, yes. June 1994 was a time in which hopes were really getting raised that there were going to be ceasefires by the IRA and by the loyalist paramilitaries, who at that stage had killed over 3,500 people in the 25-year conflict. So June 1994 was a time of great hope. And the evening of 18th of June was actually at the time of the Soccer World Cup in the United States. And Ireland were playing Italy in a crucial game that evening. So the Heights Bar in Lochan Island, which is not even a village, really, it's just a very small townland in South Down, that was crammed with people watching the match on a little TV in the corner that was being played in New York. And just after half time, with Ireland leading in the match, a masked gunman appeared at the door and opened up with an automatic rifle, killing 6 and injuring 11 men. The bar was a scene of carnage, and this was a bar that's really not much bigger than a hotel room, a really tiny little bar in this rural community. And it just sent shockwaves through the whole of Ireland, north and south, that these men who were watching a soccer match were shot dead, shot in the back indeed, as they did, like many of us were doing, just watching Ireland playing Italy on a television. And so there was outrage, and but unfortunately, despite a huge amount of evidence, including the getaway car, the balaclavas that the gunmen were using, and even the guns that they had used, being found not very far away a short time after the attack, the police never managed to bring anyone to justice. And that really is the centre of our film, that we examined what happened and why the police failed to bring anyone who was involved to justice.
Looking at the film, obviously it involves a great deal of interviews with some of the survivors, some of the families of the victims. Just how willing were people to actually talk about what had happened?
Well, we were very lucky that the family members did agree to talk, and there were some family members who still feel it's too raw and were reluctant to come to the camera. But those who did were obviously very open and spoke very freely about what had happened and the hurt that has gone on over the past 24 years now. Like it's incredible how much that they have managed to campaign for justice for the loved ones over the duration of the time that has passed, and they have got a huge amount of information out of the authorities. But as always, there are still families that are grieving right at the centre of the story, and we never forgot that throughout the production of the film, which took almost 6 years from start to finish, and we are indebted to the families who have supported the film and supported us as producers the whole way, and they've been some of the most incredible people to work with that that I have ever encountered throughout a career of covering the Troubles in Northern Ireland.
Mentioning sort of the Troubles and all that kind of thing, I know I went to Northern Ireland a few years back now, and I've got to say I knew very little about the Troubles. I knew sort of enough as pretty much any tourist might know going into Ireland, knew a little bit about the Troubles, knew about the divisions that that sort of had torn the country apart, but certainly I was stunned. I was certainly stunned at just the culture shock of just how different it actually was, just how embedded this actually was in a lot of ways. Now, Alex Gibney, the film's director, he's American, and most of his sort of films have centered on American issues. Did it give him a bit of a unique perspective, do you think, approaching this case, coming into this this culture, which is essentially still, you know, Western culture, obviously, still English-speaking culture for the most part, but is very, very different in some of those ways?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I told Alex about Lochan Island in his office in New York a few years ago, and he immediately was interested in the story and the fact that there had been no convictions and there had been there was still injustice in the story. So, I mean, I think Alex did bring with him all the experience of, that you'd expect from an Oscar-winning director, not only in terms of storytelling, but also his understanding of how governments keep secrets and how governments are reluctant to share those secrets, whether that be the British government or the American government. So he brought with him years and years of understanding and experience of working on films such as this. But I think even for Alex, it was still a shock in terms of the culture and the fact that despite all the evidence that the police didn't go after the killers, didn't manage to bring them to court and didn't manage to get convictions. And I think that no matter about his experience, I still find that to be quite a shock. So, yeah, we really benefited from Alex's experience, and the film is his film, is his experience, and I think that he really came at it and he gave it everything in terms of what we'd all come to expect from from the master storyteller that is Alex Gibney.
And just finally, Trevor, obviously this one's showing here in Sydney tomorrow evening, but over in Ireland, how's the film actually been received?
Well, it's been received very well. I mean, the film was released. It premiered at the New York Film Festival last October, and then went on release in Ireland, North and South. I mean, I think it still is a story that shocks audiences in Northern Ireland, despite their battle weary or their fatigue over the conflict in some regards. But there was huge audiences turned out for it night after night, and especially in the cinemas around the Lochan Island area. And we were very, very pleased. And it's now been released on Amazon and is available around the world. But I have to say it made headlines across the media for several days. And the fact that we name the chief suspects and this whole story about how the wife of the chief suspect had tried to alert the authorities that her husband was indeed, as far as she was concerned anyway, was indeed the chief suspect and the man that she believed responsible for the attack. So that did cause headlines in the newspapers for several days, and the film has been very well reviewed. So we're very pleased, and we're particularly pleased for the families, because I feel that it has provided them, you know, the word closure is not something that I particularly like, but it's I think it has provided them a sense that their campaign has finally brought some accountability and has brought some information into the public domain that hadn't been there before.
Well, Trevor, best of luck with the screening tomorrow evening. Best of luck with the film going forward. I really appreciate your time.
Great, Sean. Thank you.